Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now.
I thought it would be nice to do a meditation on personal responsibility, but it's really through the lens of your soul awareness, your spiritual awareness, and what that means for you and taking responsibility, which can look a little bit different for each person because there are no two souls that are alike. And each soul needs certain things. The people that are around us, we need to share of ourselves in certain ways. We can do something which is taking on too much of the weight from a particular personal relationship that we may be in, or from the work that we're doing and the role that we do have at work, or it could be certain expectations that we do have of ourselves, which moves us into taking more and more responsibility. And is that really personal responsibility, or is that a different type of responsibility? And is that related to being attuned to what your soul is needing to do and rhythm and timing with your soul and your spiritual development and evolution? So that's why some of this meditation will be around your building of soul sensitivity, about what it looks like and what it means in your life to be able to take the appropriate amount of responsibility, the Christic level of responsibility. One of the things I would like you to do is get comfortable, either laying down, or if you'd like to be seated in a chair, if you want to find yourself settling into that chair, just as much as you're settling into that recliner or on the floor, or if you like to lay on the bed, whatever is comfortable for you. But one thing's important, you want to stay alert and aware, because it's so easy to fall asleep when we're lying down, right? This meditation is focused on responsibility, soul responsibility, spiritual responsibility, and also the day-to-day experiences that we have around responsibility. This is what you're unraveling in your world and seeing where it leads you and what it means for you. The first thing I would like you to do as you're settling into your chair or settling into whatever position you find yourself in is close your eyes, breathe in, taking long, deep, smooth breaths. Breathing out. You can either do the nose or through the mouth, but you're trying to settle into just being fully present. Breathing in and breathing out. Continue to breathe. And breathing out. You're allowing your body to relax more and more. Just relaxing into whatever position that you have yourself in. Sitting, laying. And as you're breathing in and you're breathing out, you're noticing the tension. Where do I notice the tension? Some of that you can notice in your breath as you're breathing in and you're breathing out. It doesn't go as deep. Then as you start having these slow, long, deep breaths, you're noticing it's getting deeper, but there is tension there. You may notice the tension in your heart or in the lower abdomen, your gut, or in your head, All you're trying to do is not trying to change that. Just observe it. See it for what it is as you're breathing in and you're breathing out. Sometimes when we think about responsibility, it makes us tense because we have so much to do and so many people that we want to please, or we'd like to make sure we're meeting the needs of those individuals, and maybe family members, or it may be friends, or it may be acquaintances. We want to give of ourselves, and that's an aspect of responsibility, is giving, serving. But can we overly do it? And that's what you're getting into a greater awareness about. Continue to breathe as I'm speaking. Releasing the thoughts of the day, or even the thoughts of the morning. As you're breathing in and you're breathing out. Release the thoughts. Notice the feelings that may be coming up or may not be there at all. All you're trying to do is observe. Observe, and allow the breath move you into being in a more steady state of peace, harmony, balance. Take one more breath. I would like you to imagine yourself walking into a great big sun, or a light, just walking into light that's all around you. You can like visualize a light bulb, and at the center of that light bulb is emanated to light the room. Or you can visualize the sun in its splendor, the sun in its splendor on a summer day. And you're seeing yourself walking into that yellow white light. Or it can be just an ovoid of light that you're walking into. And that light is as if you're getting lost in the light. It is so bright, so warming in the most delightful way, so much healing that you find that you're dissolving some of the other tensions that are accumulated in the body that you've noticed when you scanned your body through your breath. As you continue to breathe in, and you're breathing out, and being bathed in that white light of the sun, of the ovoid of light, of that light bulb, that you're just allowing yourself to be. You're not trying to do anything. You're just trying to observe your body as it's been completely filled with light. And you're getting curious to understand, what do I need to release from this day, or this conversation I had, or from a family discussion that went on, from some type of work that you are maybe assuming greater levels of responsibility around, or lesser responsibilities around. Because sometimes when we're not taking full responsibility for certain things, we also can feel guilty. We can feel unsettled. We're releasing that into the light. Be it the over-responsibility and feeling the tension. So we feel tension in different ways. And what you're trying to identify is, what's my tension? What's happening? And I'm feeling this tension, but you're not trying to do it from the intellectual mind. You're trying to do it from the felt sense. These sensations that come up in our hearts and our bodies. And you're trying to observe them. And just allowing them to be, as you're being bathed in this white, warm, light. It is so warm and so bright that it's healing. It's as if it's like needle-like rays going into those parts of your body needed comfort, that needed a sense that things are going to be all right, regardless of the level of responsibility, regardless of whether you think you did something right or you did something wrong. You're releasing it. You're letting it go. You're being aware. What do I notice in my body? Taking a long, deep breath. And every time the mind wants to wander or worry, be overly concerned, you're gently bringing it back to just being aware of the sensations going on in your body. And breath is so very important as you're taking those long, deep, comforting breaths in and out. You're sensing what's happening in your body. You're being curious with what's coming up. You don't need to identify it. You just need to be curious about it and shine that white light on it. Sometimes you actually will find that it would dissolve as you're breathing in and you're breathing out. And as it dissolves, the white light takes up the space, creating comfort, harmony, balance. It's as if that white light, as you're breathing in and you're breathing out, is allowing you to be fully present because you're observing. You're not doing anything. You're being everything. You're settling in. You're observing yourself, your inner workings. Continue to breathe. Continue to be aware. You're noticing as you continue to breathe in and you're breathing out. And when you are overly responsible, or in one situation in which you were either overly responsible for something, taking too much personal responsibility, or not taking enough responsibility. And where does that show up in your body? Where does it show in your feelings? And it may show up in your thoughts. But even then, you're not moving into analyzing it or criticizing yourself or critiquing yourself. This is about a reflection. And in that critiquing, it becomes more about a mental exercise. But what we're wanting to do is a reflection and releasing with the assistance of your soul. Breath is so wonderful, so rejuvenating to the body. As you're allowing yourself to be, you're not criticizing, you're not condemning, you're not judging. If you're overly responsible, or you were not taking enough responsibility, but you're observing where it shows in your body. The body has an innate intelligence. It knows how to help us, guide us, if given the space and the opportunity to do so. And that's what you're doing here. And you're adding to that in this soul awareness and your soul sensitivity. You're asking more to that substance of your life, which is your soul. What is it that I need to notice here that's going on in my body? What is it that I can release this day? And you're asking it from a Christic viewpoint. What would Jesus do in this situation? How would St. Michael act in this situation? Think of a sage or a saint or a favorite master who can be there with you. Invite them into this meditation and to guide, to help, as you're coming to a new dimension of awareness about what it means for you to be responsible and is that different from soul responsibility? And again, you're not trying to analyze it. You're just trying to be and see what comes up through your intuition, which is your soul self, the sensitivities that gives you more information in this dimension of yourself than you would get with the intellectual mind. Continue to breathe, observe, and be aware of the sensations and embrace the sensations. Embrace them with a smile on your face and a smile in your heart. And through that embracing, you're opening yourself up to a greater awareness of the soul in its guidance and direction in your life. The heart is a marvelous dimensional aspect of who we are. And through our breath, and through our quiet time, and through our curiosity, it helps us to move further along in understanding certain aspects of how we show up in the world. Continue to breathe. Continue to smile. Continue to be. As we continue to absorb that white, bright light, that orbit of light, to permeate the cells and atoms of our body and being, we sometimes can get a tingling sensation. That tingling is a tingling of light. Just breathe in and breathe out. And notice what goes on in your body. That's just one aspect. There may be other things that you notice. But being still, being quiet, observing, embracing, settling in. You're expanding new dimensions of who you really are. Of who you really are, that light being and ask that true sense, that real sense, that soul sense of who you are, what it is for me to be responsible as I walk my spiritual path. What does that look like from my soul perspective and not my ego perspective? How do I continue or evolve into listening grace? Listening to my inner promptings, listening to my soul, that substance of my life, what I need to do, when I need to do it, how I need to do it. This is all that you can do during this time of stillness, during this time of best being one with yourself as you're asking these questions. In this particular episode on personal responsibility, there is no rush. Take your time. Settle more in. And call upon the Lord. Jesus, guide me. Direct me. Help me. Again, if you have a favorite sage or master that you would like for guidance, let them step into your world and guide you and help you. But you always have your I Am presence, your creator, the Atman, that you can call upon for assistance. Breathing in. And breathing out. We do not do enough of calling out to the Lord and asking for assistance and help and being quiet and listening. How may I be responsible in Christ? Taking on that personal responsibility. What does that mean for me as I walk my spiritual path? What does that mean to me as I walk my spiritual path? Remember to breathe. Remember to smile. It is through our smiling that we are grateful, and it is in our gratitude that we create the space for which God to love us and we to love that higher self, the Atman, the Creator, the Christ. And also have greater attunement, a better understanding of what it is to be personally responsible. I want you to take one more breath in and breath out. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your hands. Wiggle your torso gently to wake up your body. Take another long, deep breath in, breath out. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And as you're opening your eyes, you're being aware of what comes to your attention. And if you have a piece of paper, or you have a journal, or you have a computer around you, just jotting down some thoughts and some ideas that are coming to your mind as it relates to, for you, in your life and in your world, what it is to be personally responsible. We just went through an exercise on personal responsibility that I would invite you to continuously do periodically if you're able to throughout the week at certain times, which is going to be helpful. The more that you do this exercise on personal responsibility, the more you have greater insight of what that means for you and what that means for how you go about living your life on a day-to-day basis, and what certain things that you would say immediately yes to that you may be aware of as you have these development of your soul sensitivities that you do not need to, because your inner self is telling you, don't do that. That's something someone else's responsibility to do. And other things that may tell you, yes, you need to step up, go ahead and do it. It means that as you do this meditation in a continuous way, you become more aware of listening to your higher self, who will guide you in the steps that you need to take in being your best self. Something to think about. Take care. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures. Being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.